You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
You're... I'm in here. Give me a second. Fire drill. Yeah, you know. KM to AM. Dial 888-808-1019. Hit my line one time. I'm fine. I'm just getting my headset in. And coming in hot. E-Man left the chair warm for me. I didn't realize it was going to be this quick. It's all good, though. Got to have a little fun with it. Because that wasn't fun. Spending the last 5 hours watching baseball. Certainly not fun. Start the football ASAP. Man. You know, today, as I listened to WFAN, I was certainly thinking to myself, hey, how come it's not louder around the Metropolitans? I certainly was thinking to myself that the Yankees are getting all the conversation, and rightfully so. They got swept by the Miami Marlins. Yes, the Miami Marlins have closed the gap on your New York Yankees, but I'm like, hey, hold on. The Mets got swept by a 500 team. The Mets got, well, not swept. They lost a series at home to a 500 team that they swept the week before. Neither side is good enough. Neither one is good enough. And both needed wins tonight. My thought today was, okay, Max Fried on the mound, must win. Max effort, stop the bleeding. Sean Manaea, another outing. Sean Manaea, a guy that you're going to be counting on, that you brought back part of this offseason, that you're going to hand the ball to in October. Got to feel pretty good about having those two guys on the mound, right? Well, it started off okay on both sides. Let's start with the Mets first. They played first. Their game ended first. And their fans have probably gone to bed and are not on the edge of their seats waiting to hear Keith McPherson's opinion on the make it happen Mets. But I definitely thought they were going to make it happen today. You know, Sean Manaea was going just fine until that sixth inning. You know, Sean Manaea was kind of giving you the hope, but it's like, it's one thing and the other. the very expensive Fab Four, the rest of the Mets lineup not hitting, not scoring runs, kind of leaving a lot to be desired. But yeah, let's fast forward to that sixth inning. The great Sweeney Murdy used to say, three-run home runs win ball games. And in that inning, Steven hit the Kwan singles. Angel Martinez hit by pitch. Wild pitch. And it's like, okay, hold on now. We're unraveling a little bit here. 1-0 after a David Fry single. 2-0 after Carlos Santana single. So nothing crazy yet. Just small ball. Just giving them, you know, the wild pitch. And then you got runners on. And then Gabriel Arias breaks it open with his eighth homer of the year. And a three-run bomb makes it 5-0. Guardians, where you're like, okay, now I think I'd heard on the broadcast the Mets hadn't, you know, come back from anything more than being down four. So if they were going to come back last night, it was going to be the biggest comeback of the year. Well, three-run home runs win ball games. How about we match it with one? Bottom of the sixth, you get Lindor up. You get Juan Soto up. And, you know, Lindor reaches on a wild pitch as well. He strikes out a wild pitch. He gets on. Then Juan Soto reaches on a fielder's choice. And here comes MVP, paid Pete, Pete Alonso. Don't include him in the struggles. He's come out of it. He is smelling that record. He is smelling that opt-out. He is smelling that bag of money that he's still going to get. It was just a little bit of a rough patch. Go look at his last seven games, not his last 15. In his last seven games, he's got 7 hits, 3 homers, 9 ribbies. He's given you some clutch moments like tonight and over the weekend, tying the game. But that made you feel like, okay, we're in this thing. That made you feel like, hold on, hold on. We've got the bullpen. You know, if we can get to the Guardians who don't have Emmanuel Clase, if we can get to the Guardians, who, what are the Guardians plan for this year, right? That team, they're a cakewalk. That's the cakewalk team that the Yankees beat to get to the World Series. Got to win this game tonight. Again, I remind you that the Mets' largest comeback of the year would have been tonight, coming back to tie that up, and they do. They do. They rally. The rally pimp was in attendance, so you knew the make-it-happen Mets were going to make it happen. Tonight, they did. They absolutely did. And in the eighth inning, when we speak about money bags and the high paid top of the order, we'll leave Nimmo out of that. 4 strikeouts for him. He had a tough night finding Nimmo. But, you know, in the bottom of the eighth, the stage is set. Here comes Lindor, Soto, and Alonso. Francisco Lindor singles, Juan Soto singles, the polar bear. Gotta love him. Paid Pete singles on a line drive to left fielder Steven Kwan. And Francisco Lindor scores, Juan Soto to second. That brought the Mets within one. Jeff McNeil singles on a line drive to Nolan Jones. Juan Soto to third. Pete Alonso to second. Mark Vientos with the sack fly to tie the game. So we got a new ball game here, folks. We got a new ball game here, folks. And like I said, without Emmanuel Clase, you know, these guys got to go to Hunter Gaddis. Everybody in the world knows Hunter Gaddis for one thing, right? Hunter Gaddis gave up the home run to Juan Soto in last year's ALCS. But then you get Cade Smith's rendition of God Bless America. Cade Smith, he does what he's got to do. And I'm still confident at the time, thinking the Mets are going to come back and win this one. I still am sitting at home live tweeting the Mets game and just kind of half watching the Yankees game as the Mets game is coming to an end. But here's the talking points with the Mets fans and with this Mets game. Brett Beatty, you know, when you get to, actually before we get to Brett Beatty, when you get to the ninth inning, Francisco Alvarez singles on a ground ball to center fielder Daniel Schneeman. And they take him out of the game, and they put in a pinch runner. They put in You better call Tyrone. What a great time to call on Tyrone Taylor, the speedster.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So after Brandon Nimmo strikes out for the last time, Francisco Lindor doubles. City Field is rocking. City Field's got, what, almost 38,000, 37,886 crazy Met fans on a Monday looking to get right with a walk-off win. It's lit. So you can feel it happening, right? You can feel it. The make it happen Mets, baby. Walk-off coming. Lindor doubles on a line drive to right field. Cade Smith intentionally walks the generational Juan Soto. You know, just add another walk to the league leader. Pete strikes out. And Jeff McNeil lines out to shortstop Gabriel Arias. But, and it's a huge but, Tyrone Taylor should have scored in that inning. I kept looking at the replay and, I kept going back to, what was going on. And, the more that you watch that inning, you got to go back. Lindor's double, right? When I'm looking at this video, Tyrone Taylor is at third base and he's motoring. He's got to put the brakes on so much. He takes like three or four steps just to stop himself. Third base coach got to send him in your building with the place packed, in your building, not trying to lose back-to-back, in your building, not trying to lose 6 out of 7, in your building, which would have been the biggest comeback of the season, in your building, where I get it, it wasn't the last out, it would have been the second out, but I get it. A lot of people online were talking about, oh, you've got Juan Soto coming up. You've got Pete Alonso coming up. Nah, you got to go for it and end the game. You got to put pressure on the defense. You got to put pressure on Carlos Santana, the cutoff man, who catches that ball and drops it. And Carlos Santana, you can look it up, isn't known for his arm. He doesn't have the strongest arm. So, of course, Mendoza in the postgame defends it, and he says it was 100% the right call. It was 100%. The right play, and 100% of the time, it shouldn't be 100%. If you're gonna say that, 100% means like 100% chance that would have been an out. It wasn't gonna necessarily be an out. I think Tyrone Taylor scores. They would have had to make a perfect throw. They would have had to make a perfect tag. It would have been bang bang. it could have went to review. I would trust the fastest guy on the team, head first slide, to go in there, walk that place off, electric finish in front of your fans, first game of that series, to really get everybody in the right spirits. And now they played it safe. They played it safe. Mike Sarbaugh held him up. And I guess, you know, yeah, he's got to go off of what he sees, timing with the ball. But you can go back and look. Even SNY, their production was ready for the play at the plate. They had the double shot. They had the screen split where you could see the action in right field. And you could see the runner coming around third. And, the game wasn't lost there. But those are the big talking points until you get to Brett Beatty. Brett Beatty, obviously, on the bunt. They laid a bunt down. Brett Beatty fields it. And I don't know. He just comes up too hot, fires it past Lindor. Lindor can't get to it. And that's a tough play. He was looking like a New York Yankee. Yup, throwing error by third baseman Brett Beatty. And the Guardians go up 6-5. And that's tough. Tough for Ryan Helsley. Tough for the bullpen. Tough for the conversation that surrounds the Mets. And the conversation is this. This is a World Series team with World Series aspirations. Nothing less. Nothing short. This is a team that's expected to win a championship. This is a team in New York City where if you're not feeling so hot about the New York Yankees and we're about to get there, if you're one of those fans that say, I root for New York, well, you'll be rooting for the Mets in October. But, you know, losing that game, they are now a game and a half back behind the Philadelphia Phillies, who have added Harrison Bader to this lineup. He hit a homer in his first Phillies hit tonight, leaves the ballpark. He looks like he's back to his St. Louis Cardinals form in that red and white uniform. And, Kyle Schwarber is a bad man as well. And, you know, the Phillies abuse the Orioles. They've got this home series with the Orioles where they'll probably sweep them. Who knows? The conversation around the Mets is that all the money that was spent on this offense, it's not good enough. As much as some folks want to protect Juan Soto, a walk is not as good as a hit. There are too many numbers out there that show that Juan Soto has not been clutch, that Juan Soto has not been himself, that Juan Soto is not giving you the return on investment that you expected, that you hoped for. The great Frank the Tank says the Mets are always teasing, never pleasing. And I feel like that game tonight was a tease, and this season has been a tease. The Mets should be a lot better. The Mets should have more wins. The Mets should get better production out of the top of the order. All of that money that they pay to Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, I'll leave out of it. Pete Alonso is about to make history. Pete Alonso has broken out of it recently. But the rest, these guys, they're one of the worst teams with runners in scoring position. They had other opportunities tonight. It didn't just come down to, you know, not sending Tyrone Taylor. It didn't just come down to Brett Beatty making a terrible throw. In this game, the Mets were 4-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. So it's going to come back around to that. Obviously, you know, they're not getting enough production out of their big money bats and hitters. This lineup was supposed to be one of the best lineups in baseball. And the rotation isn't good enough. You're not fooling anybody. And now the deadline has passed. They got you three rentals, but two rental arms in Ryan Helsley and Tyler Rogers. You saw him tonight scraping his knuckles across the mound, a sidewinder, a submariner. That's cool and all. But when you think about what you gave up for guys that are here for August, September, and whatever you do in October, it's because you're expected to get to the World Series and be champions and win and bring a parade back to the city and end the drought before we hit 40 years. And with this rotation, it's not happening. Sean Manaea is expected to be an ace. Sean Manaea is a guy that he's got to figure it out fast. Yeah, he's got some time. But he's going to be relied upon. Like, he's definitely getting a start in October. You didn't go get a starter at the deadline. We know the prices were high. A lot of these guys didn't move. But it seems like the struggles of Frankie Montas, Frankie Montas. You paid him, right? Scott Boras finesse. I mean, Scott Boras, you think he's your friend. He's not your friend. You think Scott Boras is your friend, Mets fans. He's not your friend. But Kodai Senga, not good enough. David Peterson can give you some length, but also, and then Clay Holmes, like, what is the move? Are you going to see Brandon Sproat or Noah McLean? I don't know. David Stern's got to have some answers. Steve Cohen got to have some answers. I thought when I saw the alert today, we had an answer. I'm like, oh, wait, they're bringing up one of the kids. Welcome Dom Hamill from AAA Syracuse, the Mets' third-round pick in the 2021 MLB draft. 888-808-1019. The Mets lose back-to-back games. They lose six out of their last seven. They lose a little bit of ground in the NL East. And, you know, the real test of who's big brother and who's little brother is big brother's losing, and that's all everybody wants to talk about. Little brother's losing, and no one cares. Big brother, the New York Yankees, are the talk of not just New York, but baseball. Everybody is now asking, is it panic time? Everybody's now asking about Boone and the clubhouse. Everybody is asking for former players to come out and tell us what goes on in Aaron Boone's clubhouse. What goes on behind the scenes? After a weekend where Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez on a nationally televised NASCAR game, they've got plenty of airtime with the rain in Tennessee. They're telling everybody about accountability. And, oh, if we were there, this would have never flown back when we were Yankees. And, oh, they got to clean it up and all that stuff, right? You got Ben Rice coming out and saying, yeah, I think a little urgency would be good for us. Now, in the dog days of August, now, after being swept by the Marlins? I mean, what else do you need to see? Saturday, before I drove out to see the Patriots play, the Somerset Patriots, the last play that I saw that I could stand to watch was Jazz Chisholm getting doubled up at first base on a pop-out to shallow right to the second base. Like, they create some of the dumbest things I have ever seen on a baseball field. And then to double down on it. To double down on it and say you would do it again. The audacity. And then Jazz is on his Instagram talking about, oh, you know, his power to not care what people say has gone up. Then why are you posting about it? Because you're allowed to just say whatever and do whatever out there. These guys, this is what they do. This is who they are. I've told you they're soft. I told you there's no accountability. I told you it's a laissez-faire, a clubhouse. I told you these are the participation trophy era New York Yankees. And now they're in a bad one. Now it's loud. When you go and you get swept by the Miami Marlins, yeah, even the Miami Marlins have closed the gap on you. They don't fear you. They never have that many people in their ballpark. They're turned up to beat you. And I was on Saturday, and you know what I said? Hey, baseball is crazy. You can't predict baseball. That's baseball, Susan. Not Susan's brand of baseball, but that's baseball, Susan, right? All of your new toys, you rip them out of the plastic. You can't wait to use them, and they suck. And sometimes you need to realize when you get some new tools and they don't work the same as your old toolbox, you got to go back to the old toolbox. But we'll get to that as we get to the end of the game that just happened. The Yankees let the hangover from Friday put them down Saturday. You ever have a hangover so bad on Friday night? You can't do anything Saturday night. You might be in better shape come Sunday. And they weren't even in better shape Sunday for Luis Gil's return. Agustin Ramirez, as I was in Somerset with the Patriots and talking to the good folks out there, first-class organization, appreciate the love. You know, they were talking about how Agustin Ramirez, the catcher, not that long ago, he was in Somerset catching Cam Schlittler. He won the game himself on Saturday. He's like, I know this guy. I know what this guy throws. I'm waiting for that high-velocity fastball. I'm sending it, or whatever you send over the plate. I'm going to win this game myself. This is going to be a revenge game. We're going to wear our City Connect uniforms because the Yankees are in town. The Yankees got a $300 million payroll. The Marlins starting nine doesn't make what Juan Soto makes in a year. 888-808-1019. The first time ever that the Yankees were swept by the Marlins. And guess whose resume that goes on? Aaron Boone's. On top of the World Series loss to the Marlins. As a manager, no other Yankee manager can say they were swept by the Marlins. And you know what I'm going to tell you? The same thing I've been telling you. You can call the radio station and say Boone's got to go and Boone's got to get fired. He's not getting fired. They can get swept by Texas. Oh, and don't look now. As I was just talking to Ricky Ricardo, you know, don't look now, folks. Judge is coming back. But tomorrow, Nate Eovaldi is on the mound. And I don't know. It already is tomorrow. But you've got Nate Eovaldi, the pitcher of the month, going up against young Will Warren. What version of Will Warren are we getting? What version are we going to get of the Yankees with Judge back? And that's another thing. Those of you calling out Judge as captain, it's so dumb to hear people talk about, Judge has to do everything. Judge has to go for the Triple Crown, be the MVP, be the face of the franchise, go to the All-Star game, stay for the swing-off, do the home run derby, and now he's got to rip every player on the team? It wasn't enough for Boone to take Jazz into the dugout behind closed doors. It wasn't enough for us to see him obviously having words with the first base coach. It's not enough. Now we got to say, oh, it's on Judge. Judge is not like that, bro. Judge is not, and I think he obviously leads by example, but he's not a yell, rah-rah guy. And you know where he was this weekend while people were talking, well, Judge has got to do something about it. He was at the facility in Tampa trying to get right so he could resume play, so he could come back and help the team. But now you got an issue because Judge comes back as a DH only. What are you doing with Giancarlo Stanton? 888-808-1019. What are you about to sit Stanton down? I don't know if you guys are paying attention, but Stanton has gotten to that place. Yeah, Stanton's gotten to that place at the plate where you don't want to cool him down. Stanton's gotten to that place at the plate where you don't want to sit that man down. In his last 15 games, he's hitting about 300. His OPS, I'll get to the OPS. Let me just talk about his homers. Six homers, and you've seen them, and they've been clutch, and we've been wasting them. His homers have been wasted over the course of these last few games. I don't think you can really be in a situation. His OPS is 875, but like his OPS over the last 15 games is over 1,000 or close to 1,000. He's got, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter about his, because you know what? They got to do what they got to do. Into the game tonight, Austin Slater, grand opening, grand closing, grand closer for the guy. Like the guy, some of you guys didn't even want him here. Some of you guys said he should have been out there for Caballero on Friday night in right field, whatever. Austin Slater joins the team because he mashes lefties. He hits well against lefties. And that was clearly what they were going for tonight with Pat Corbin on the mound, right? Stack the deck, but also shake up the lineup. You change the lineup every day. What's the worst that can happen? Like, maybe you get some results. Maybe tonight, you know, going out there against Pat Corbin and you lead off Goldie. I know my first thought was like, Goldie's been in a bad one. I would never lead Goldie off right now, but he's got good numbers against Corbin. And we start the game off with a leadoff homer. We start the game off back-to-back games with a leadoff homer on the road. But these guys are miserable on the road. I think I just saw they're 5-18 on the road in a certain stretch. There's so many numbers, guys. There's so many numbers to tell you. They showed on ESPN the other day that the Yankees are the second worst team in the American League since June 13th. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. We don't have to lie to ourselves anymore. We don't have to pretend anymore. And going into this game tonight, a game that they should have won. They should have won this game. Max Fried on the mound. You're expecting maximum effort. You're expecting just Max Fried to be Max Fried and these guys to respond no matter who's in the lineup. Ahmed Rosario with a knock and a milestone. But Max Fried tonight, I mean, if Max Fried doesn't have it, pack it up. Max Fried didn't have it. And he gutted it out for five innings, not having his best stuff. Eight hits, four runs, seven strikeouts, three walks. But man, in that fourth inning, or in that second inning, where he gives up four, it's like, yo, we need a shutdown inning, man. We need to lock in here. We need this to, like this is just... They're finding a way to lose games. They're finding a way to not get it done. If Max Fried doesn't have it, you just don't feel great about that. But they battle back. They find a way to battle back. And it just comes down to what, right? You just can't have nice things. You cannot have nice things. After that fourth inning where they go up again, the bullpen does what it's supposed to do after Fried comes out of the game. The bullpen tonight, they go Weaver. They go Doval. They go Bednar. And we're cruising. We are cruising. They're getting the outs that they need. And now you get to see your new toys again in their second outing. Like, oh, these guys are good. And not for nothing, I was listening to the post game with Jack Curry talk about how, you know, Bednar and Doval led the league in saves in the National League and how these guys are closers and have closer experience. But it's funny, right? You go back to Friday and even Thursday where Boone was asked about, you know, acquiring these guys. And he says Devin Williams is his closer. He doesn't go to him on Friday. That blows up, right? Fool me. Can't fool me again. That was fool me with Jake Bird. Fool me with David Bednar. No, let's keep going. Let's stick to our plan of resting guys and go with Doval so he can blow it. You know, three of a kind. Third time's a charm. Devin Williams, stick to your rest day. But yeah, tonight, I feel like a lot of people were on Twitter and just felt like this too. Oh, Devin Williams definitely going to blow this game. But against Jock Peterson, bro, are we serious? Like, you're supposed to be elite. You're supposed to be dominant. You are MLB Network's number one reliever coming into the year. The Yankees made this trade to acquire you. You lost the job. You got the job back. And you're going up against the guy who's having the worst year of his career. I mean, Jock Peterson is dumpster juice. Now, you're talking about OPS. Like, we're talking about where he's at. His OPS is over 500 now. It wasn't. He's got a 132 average. Like, Jock Peterson, if you can't get Jock Peterson out, walk him. I'd rather you walk him, hit him with a pitch. You cannot let him tie the game. Devin Williams is not my closer. Devin Williams should not be granted the job security that everybody else on the Yankees has. That's what it is. It's all job security. Wells is another one. Wells has been garbage. Wells has been trash. At bats, on the base paths, stupid things, defensively, like, but he's good. He's good because you don't have anybody else. You got Ben Rice, and Ben Rice got two other positions he plays, and I don't know, man. Devin Williams, all he's done this year is blow leads, blow saves, give up homers. And even, like, the little good stretches he has, they're still nerve-wracking. They're still full of anxiety. He's not a guy you can trust. And now that you do have not just two other options, you have Luke Weaver, too, like... you can't tell me that he's the closer. You just can't. You can't just say, yeah, this is my closer no matter what. That home run, I was driving in. I had a bad feeling about it too. Because like sometimes you just don't want to, you want to just kind of watch the game and not make a move. But I had to get here and I'm like, all right, Devin Williams got it. I'm listening to that and I can hear Dave and Susan call it. And I'm like, they're going to lose this game. They're 0-6 in extras. They're 0-6 in extras on the road. There's so many numbers that tell you that this is not a good team. There's so many numbers that tell you that this team isn't going anywhere. There's so many numbers that tell you you are what you are. You are what your record says you are. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And I don't see them just magically fixing this because it starts at the top. What happens when, you know, when they tell you all these different things? Like, let me see. Here's Max Goodman's tweet. The Yankees had a 7-game lead in the American League East on May 28th. They were 15 games above 500. Since then, the Yankees are 25-33. After tonight's loss, they're fourth in a row since the trade deadline. New York is 5.5 games back of the Blue Jays in third place in the AL. They're not good, and they found a lot of ways to blow games and lose. Even when they give you the highs of highs, home runs, double-digit scoring, comeback wins, being no hit by Brian Wu, being no hit by Dylan Cease and coming back. What we're learning now, or you know, understanding now that we get to August and it's not, you can't tell us, oh, it's only June or it's only July. That is more fluky. Those wins that the Yankees have are more fluky, baseball-y type wins. This is who they are. This is more predictable. This is what they've shown. So I always tell you guys not to get off the roller coaster or when to get off the ride. If you guys want to get off the ride, I understand. I'm not getting off the ride before Judge comes back and we see what that turns into. Will Judge eventually be able to play right field? I also am not getting off the ride because of the strength of schedule. They have one of the easiest paths if they can sort this out and figure this out. And I'm also not getting off the ride because baseball is unpredictable. And maybe they need to not be just crowned as the Kings. Maybe they need to come home against the Astros, and they also face their other rivals, the Red Sox, later this month. And if they suck and they're not making plays and they're throwing the ball around and they're doing bonehead things, they hear it from the fans. I heard a call this weekend about, oh, maybe we need to go back to Yankee Stadium when Don Mattingly was hitting home runs and the place was empty. Never. Impossible. You don't know how this works? Those tickets are sold already. And you know what? There's 30,000 people in Yankee Stadium. They don't know their record. They don't know these numbers that I speak of. The Yankees need to fix this. I remember the last time I was saying the Yankees need to fix this, I was saying they needed to fix Volpe. You know, Volpe now isn't the main topic of conversation. He isn't the whipping boy as much. But all in all, they're not a good team. And you can add some shiny new toys to this new team, and they still don't produce. So losing streak for the Yankees, losing streak on this road trip, another game that they had a lead, couldn't close it, couldn't figure it out. Devin Williams in the post game, soft-spoken, quiet as kept about what happened, and you know, just these guys just going through the motions, doing stupid stuff, and then getting in the post game and telling you that they would have done it again. You got people like Clint Frazier speaking out about him, Lance Lynn. Like, it's a joke, man. It's a joke. They should be much better than this. And that's where people want to fire Aaron Boone. He's not getting fired. But if on paper they have all of these all-stars and all of these talented players and they just had this trade deadline where they added these arms and also these position players, how come the math isn't mathing? What's the common denominator through all these unachieving Yankees teams? It's the manager, but they're not changing the manager. They're not. They made some changes like I saw today that they were doing infield practice, full infield practice pregame. Obviously, Caballero made his first start at third base, but they need to do it every day. It needs to be mandatory. They need to do it every day. Oh, you know, they got rid of Marcus Stroman. Good. Marcus Stroman can go. Anybody that got that twisted with me, you're bugging out. Stroman was not competitive. But here comes Kenta Maeda. If you think that they're surviving, as I talk about the Mets rotation, if you think they're surviving with Max Fried the way he's looked, and Rodon, who is a roll of the dice, Will Warren, who's a whole rookie, Cam Schlittler, who is like a tenth of a rookie, and Luis Gil, who was Rookie of the Year last year, but like it's going to take him a little while to get going. Man, it's going to be uphill. And nobody feels sorry for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is a quick one. This is a quick one tonight. And I'm glad. It's not fun. It's not fun talking about this stuff. It's not fun going through all the little things that just make up a losing operation and even coming off the weekend. You know, I had somebody tweet at me like, oh, here's this guy. I'm like on my Twitter talking about anything else. Oh, this guy is being quiet about the Yankees. I'll save it for my show. There's nothing to be loud about. I felt like we should have been louder about the Mets losing. I felt like the Yankees shielded the Mets and them losing to the Giants over the weekend. But misery loves company. It'll be loud for the both of us. for the expectation of these teams, one going to the championship series, one going to the World Series. Here we are in August, what they call the dog days of baseball, and we're not getting the return on investment. They are not playing up to the standards that they have set, the expectations that they have set. On one side of town, Steve Cohen talking about winning multiple World Series. This is year five in that first World Series prediction you made. I know you got a new one now of winning 2 in 10 years. I don't see it with this rotation, and I don't see it with your big money guys not balling out the way they should. And the Yankees supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion, right? Aaron Boone saying how focused they are on winning. Aaron Boone's supposed to go on Talking Yanks Tuesday. Yeah, I cancel that one. I call out sick for that one. I would miss that one. Because with this losing streak and where the franchise is right now, I don't think it helps anything. Fans are out. Fans are done. Fans are pissed off. They want Cashman gone right after Cashman had a masterful deadline. They want Aaron Boone gone, and Boone is not going anywhere. He just signed an extension for getting them to the World Series. And even though they failed in that World Series, in part due to a few of his decisions, it is what it is, folks. It is what it is. You know, the old days are gone. I told one of my homies, I said, bro, when I was a kid, I fell in love with the Yankees. I fell in love with the story of the franchise and those winning teams and the culture that they had. As an adult, I fell in love with the ballpark, the stadium, the Bronx, the fans, the culture of going to games. So I'm going to keep enjoying that. I'm going to keep going to Yankee games the rest of the season. But I'm not going there thinking that this is the season they win the World Series. I told you in the beginning of the year when Cole went down, they're not winning the World Series. And I told you with the Mets, they could buy whoever they want. They can add Juan Soto to this team. That doesn't make them World Series contenders because they got to overcome their own uniform. Juan Soto's got to overcome being a Met. 888-808-1019. I got a break. I don't have that much time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Up, I'll be right back.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, let's take a call or two before we get to the 1 o'clock break and update. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Like I said, this is a quick one. I got in here quick. I'll get out of here quickly. You know, it's not fun to lose. It's not fun to, like, have this many games under our belts to, like, look at these teams and be like, yeah, could be a lot better. Should be a lot better. We deserve a lot better. Let's go to Dave in Rockland County on the fan. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? I have a rant to make. You got, so Yankees, they got two closers who are better than Devin Williams by the trade deadline. Why can't Boone use them in their normal capacity as closers? Why do you have to put in Devin Williams with a lower higher ERA than both of them?
They're going off of lanes. Like, if we go back to these guys being inactive because they were on the trading block, they had the bright idea to, you know, throw them into the fire on Friday and get them all some work. And then, I don't know. I think it really just, this is what the Yankees do. Like, the Yankees play players out of position. So, they're going to go out and trade for closers, and they're going to say these guys aren't our closer. But I don't think it'll be long, man. Devin Williams has had plenty of opportunity to show us that he can't get it done for the Yankees. He used to be a dominant closer. He's shown some dominance at times, but overall, the Devin Williams experience has been whack. Thanks for the call, Dave. This is not good enough. It's Clay Holmes 2.0. It's Clay Holmes all over again. And as much as we dog Clay, like, it's tough to be the Yankees closer. Let's see if Bednar or Doval can get it done. And I honestly think that, you know, when you talk about Brian Cashman, and last week when we were talking about Cashman, I said, you know, think about all the problems that the Yankees had, and obviously due to Cashman's roster construction, but think about all the problems he potentially solved. One of those problems is Devin Williams. One of those problems is you don't really have a closer in Devin Williams. He lost the job once. He's not a lock to stay there. I just honestly think as many games as he's blown, home runs as he's given up, leads that he's lost, they'd be fools to stay locked into Devin Williams. We're not in October yet. I remember I was good on Devin Williams so early because I'm like, I don't see this actually materializing to, like, okay, he started calling all his own games, his own pitches. It worked out for a little bit. But, like, I bet you he's feeling it now. They asked him about Doval on Thursday after the game. He's like, yeah, he throws 100 miles an hour. What else is there to see? He knows these other guys can close games in the National League. They close games this year. Like, his job's not safe. Andrew's in Queens before we go to break. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, Keith?
I guess it's been better.
I hear you, man. I'm old school, man. I'm an old man. You know, I haven't been to a game in a few years, man. I'm totally cool with that. I'm so disgusted with them. I'm a fan, man, from back in the day. But just the way they run everything, they don't go the distance when it comes to getting players. They got a few players this time, but they don't do anything to put them over the top. You know, Boone, he just carries their water. They pay him, and it's a turnoff listening to him speak. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, because everything I just feel is so scripted. The players play him because they're too comfortable. And what really galls me is he comes out, Boone, all big and bad. He calls out the umpires. He calls out his coach, but the players are so protective, getting what he's deserved, then this is what it is. Thanks, Keith, man. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for the call, Andrew, and don't expect it to change. This is the modern day Yankees, which I have called the participation trophy era Yankees, where they get coddled, they get patted on the back, and they get protected in the media, and they get protected in the public eye on camera. Like, I don't know. I knew you weren't going to bench Jazz because he had been in a terrible slump. I knew you weren't going to bench Jazz because you needed his bat in the lineup. I knew you weren't going to bench Jazz in his return to Miami. I knew you weren't going to bench Jazz to set an example, but benching a player after doing some dumb-ass stuff like that, like, that would send a message enough already to everybody else. Yes, I'll pull Jazz out in his homecoming because that doesn't need to happen. And then the way that they kind of got their stories together, and then in the postgame, I'm like, enough already, bro. Fool me, can't fool me again. You know, tinkle on my head and tell me it's raining. I know it's not raining. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll do the big shot of the night when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.